You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, it's Voss from My Wife Hates Me podcast. Saturday, November 10th at 1 o'clock, we will be showing a sneak preview of our movie, Women Aren't Funny. That's Saturday, November 10th, 1 p.m., Caroline's Comedy Club for the New York Comedy Festival. Phone 212-757-4100. See you there.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Made no sense.
I liked
it. Yeah, come on.
Did you, or are you just saying you liked it? Just
yeah.
First of all, stop with your fucking getting angry. Tough
you're angry. Shit. You're angry right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm angry because I'm that guy.
No, you're angry because of your MacBook. I know why you're angry.
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that. Kelly gave you one.
She.
Hey, look it, dude. You have to put it into perspective, okay? Yeah, she gave you one, but it's from her, so it rises it up to where somebody else's. Mediocre one would be.
All right, you have a good point.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me have it, Dan. Let Give me a high five. Right. Come on. Okay. Yeah.
We're fucking.
Is there any snacks in here?
Yeah, I got some stuff for you.
What do you have?
I got some candy from Australia that I bought. Did you
can't.
I see that open.
I can't. How come I can't
shatters?
Hear
it? No, have a caramel koala.
Oh fucking! What is this?
Have one of those.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, here we are. We're here.
It's all off-brand. It's all off-brand candy.
No,
it's that's the candy
awesome.
You buy.
Tell him, Dan.
Those
Tell
are good.
How good they are.
Those are good. But yeah. The Chiquito, whatever it is,
that's,
off-brand.
No, it's what is great.
It? Oh, you should try Vegemite. That shit's the best. Have you had Vegemite?
Have you ever tried Vegemite?
No.
Vegemite is so good, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Vegemite.
Yeah, try this.
Vegemite
try this.
Is like. At first taste and smell, you're like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden it tastes like...
It's like a jam.
It's like a
sweeter.
Jam, like with... I don't know how to try it. It's so good.
I don't want any of that shit.
But how's the caramel, Joe? Is it good?
Tastes like... this caramel tastes like caramel, except not as good as American.
Okay, all right. Where's that piece of paper? Where's my piece of paper?
Your piece
with
of paper that you gave to Joe?
Yeah, where is that?
He didn't want to touch it.
Yeah, where is it? Oh, fuck. Where is that piece of paper?
Oh, underneath the soundboard. You folded it underneath
there. Okay, here we go. Okay, all right, we're here. YKWD, or as the long form is... Dude!
One of you jump in.
You know what?
I was waiting for Joe to do it.
You know what, dude?
Waiting to be introduced.
Because he's a fucking gentleman. That's why. Because he's a goddamn gentleman. Yeah, we got... This is old school, man. We got fucking Joe DeRosa.
Dangerous Joe DeRosa.
Dangerous Joe. Joey just Roses.
Like, just like... one of the old podcasts plus two imposters.
Oh.
I'm so glad you're here, Joe.
I love that Joe got more hateful with time. He just had two imposters.
That's always been there.
Calling somebody an imposter is worse than calling him a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
We got Joe D's back in the house. We did one last week. It was fucking really fun. A lot of fun last week.
Can I tell you how sick to be here I am already?
Why?
Because as we were waiting for you to figure out the computer.
Yeah, the new computer.
Let me go through all the steps of just like old times.
Okay.
Bobby shows up. It's 20 minutes of fuck. Dude, they changed the fucking. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck. So that.
That is true. Joe would always be in a time crunch, and I'd be like, dude, we're starting Reddit 2 around 2:38. I'd figure out the fucking drivers I needed to download.
So is that wasn't that bad. But while you were doing that, it was just a fucking cartoon voice from fucking Dan Mel Blanc Soder. Over
Oh, I knew he was sitting on that one for 20 minutes waiting to call me that.
Dude, right Mel, off the starting point. Mel Blanc is your that's new great. Fucking name.
That's a great. That one's that's funny. It Dan, stings, but it's funny.
Dan, a.k.a. Mel Blanc.
I miss Joe and his fucking middle brother attitude.
This is...
Fuck it. Is the baby dancing for the grandparents again? I don't care. Shut up. I'll be upstairs listening to my records. His family sucks.
Shut up, Mom.
I really don't like that he came out smashing me when I was so nice to him, watching him fucking come up on his bike in his leather jacket. Yeah, like the fucking greaser that's not allowed to have a motorcycle.
Where's your bike?
I watched him chain
your
it
bike?
Up.
Out front.
All right.
Chained out front.
You really do have to watch yourself when you smash somebody and they saw you take a helmet off.
I didn't wear my helmet.
He didn't wear it. He broke the rules.
Jesus.
Dangerous Joe.
Exactly.
Dangerous exactly. Joe is back.
He fucking. We showed Soder that Stone Cold video of the guy doing Stone Cold ET.
Which was great.
And he immediately assimilated.
I swear to God, as I was watching him watch the video, I go, this fucking cocksucker is analyzing how to do a Stone Cold impression.
What's wrong with that?
As he watched this, and as soon as he stopped the video, he started doing a Stone Cold impression.
Yeah, it was good too. It was actually good.
It was a decent impression.
Stone Cold ET for us.
Joe DeRosa, I can't see. I had to watch the video. It doesn't sink in.
But that's
long
what
enough.
You were doing. You were analyzing.
I was actually watching the video, and then by the end, I was analyzing it.
You fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, you. Oh, there. Yeah, look at him. He fucking snuck out of it with his corporate horseshit again.
And this message is approved.
Oh.
Shut up,
fuck
Robert.
You.
It's good to be
you
know, back.
Let me tell you, Dan's only corporate when somebody more famous than you is in the room, though.
That's true.
To like you, if he knows you, he'll fucking yell at you, throw you under the bus.
Uh huh.
This cocksucker. Uh-huh. You know what he did? We had Billy Burr on. This fucking cocksucker called this show a morning zoo
no,
show.
No, I laughed at the fact that.
Oh.
But this is what he did. Billy, what are you guys, a morning zoo? And he goes, yeah, we are sometimes. It is like, not even we. He said, it is like that sometimes. Then he busted into a voice. And I allowed it. I allowed it. I let him do his whole repertoire of fucking stupid voices. And I didn't say nothing.
Let me say this. Oh, you're the reason it's a morning zoo show.
You're right.
Two characters, and it's your fault for not reprimanding
him. I like Andre the Giant. All right? He got me with the Macho Man.
But it is good to have Joe back.
Yeah.
Keeps us honest.
It is nice to be here. It's just fun breaking balls. It's nice to be here.
I know. Wow. I missed you.
Well, I hope so. I hope we don't really hate Dan, and we really don't hate each other.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Kelly Fastuca, a.k.a.
Oh, boy.
Fucking sexy Kelly.
No, what?
She looked good the other night at the book party, huh?
She did. She looked
Jesus
real good.
Christ.
Yeah, thanks,
can you take
guys.
A compliment, please?
Thanks, guys.
And can you return that fucking outfit from 87?
Oh, God.
No, I don't know. I don't give that comment that much more warrant.
that wasn't that bad. It does look like something Olivia Newton-John would have worn in Xanadu.
Belinda Carlisle sweater.
Well, that's from Runaway Horses.
She was interviewing us at the book show.
Belinda Carlisle?
No.
I was like, when the fuck was that?
Summer Rain made it into
fucking,
the book.
I like that fat bitch. That fucking used to be fat bitch.
Sorry,
Kelly,
did I step on your...
No, go ahead. Kelly.
Kelly was interviewing us at the book party.
Yeah.
Yes. Here it comes.
And she was really acting like she didn't know us already, which was annoying the shit out of me. And she, at one point she goes, so Joe, you know, don't worry. When we go back and do the edit of this, we'll fuck. I go, Kelly, if you tell me you do the edit when we're talking, I'm going to smash that microphone into your fucking head. What? What did I say? She infuriated.
Look, man.
You just went, ugh, you bother me. That's what you said.
I really would like to see I want to watch that footage. Because I want to watch Joe get irritated with Kelly.
But still trying to be professional.
I was nice through most of it. Then at the end, when she started throwing showbiz terms at me, like she was Bob Costas. Don't worry, we'll fix it in the edit, kid. Go fuck
we'll
yourself.
Catch it in post.
It's my fucking party.
It's my party.
You're interviewing me at my party.
I tell you this.
Irritated Joe really is my favorite person on earth.
I tell you this, though. Kelly, I set up this thing with Rob Sprantz, and he has this great guy who does a video. And he came down to do it. Kristen was supposed to be there and do the interviews. But at the last minute, I was like, let's throw Kelly in there, too, so we have two people doing it. And thank God I did, because Kristen fucked us. She just bailed, never showed up. It would have been Rob Sprantz doing it, fucking bird with AIDS face, which nobody wants to. I mean, that's fine for audio. You know what I mean? We were trying to set up this new thing called Riotcast TV that we're gonna launch. On the network, where we're going to have everybody's YouTube page on one channel and on the app. And this was going to be the first thing that the Riotcast TV people went to and covered with the Riotcast TV logo. We had the Mike Flags May. Kelly steps in, which I think she's going to be all right. But at that point, I was telling you, look, I don't care what happens tonight. It's already done. The hard work's done. Let's enjoy tonight. Whatever fails, whatever happens, she comes in, steps in, and like she's been doing this. Like she works for E fucking Entertainment.
Right.
Yeah. This broad's like she's E.T. doing red carpets from fucking Australia for 7 years. She steps in. I talked to Rob. She's nailing one time out front. Hello, this is Kelly Vistuka, and you're watching Riotcast TV. We're here tonight at the book bar. I mean, nails it. One shot all night. One shot fucking Vistuka.
Yeah. Right.
And then she does these interviews, and I'm watching them, and I'm like, these are fucking great.
Yeah. She's going to be getting tossed out. Yeah, she's going to be with Mario Lopez on Extra.
You know, Kristen from The Cellar, the interviewer went, really, you fucking asshole? All right, whatever. Buy the fucking dumb book.
She just didn't show up?
She did not fucking show.
What the fuck, Kristen?
Yeah, well, I don't know if she listens to the show.
She's at her desk right now. Wait.
Yeah, this isn't fucking alive. I know, even though fucking Dan thinks it's a Zoom morning show. Mm-hmm. fucking asshole. Fucking.
What is this, the Banks, the fucking morning show? Is it a zoo?
I know. It can be. It can be like a zoo show. This is him. It can be. Rewrite Bill.
He's the worst.
Oh, he's the worst.
I called him for advice one day.
Oh my
you
God.
Deserve whatever you get.
Well, no, you weren't home. You weren't home. Billy was somewhere. So I called Dan for advice one day. I pouring my fucking heart out for 20 minutes. I just stop and he just goes, yeah, man, so what are you going to do, you know? And I go, is that all you're going to say, you fucking asshole? Yeah. I go, I need fucking help. I'm your friend. I need help. And he goes, I know, man, I'm the worst. That's all he said.
I'm with you, Derosa. He's terrible for advice.
Terrible.
What's wrong with you?
Why do I have to be good at advice?
Because you're a human being.
Because I have
an opinion.
I don't like that she's yelling at me.
It's true. Let her yell. Why can't she grow the fuck
like
up?
Why is she like your chihuahua dog? And
used to be, too. I used to defend you against him, you fucking cocksucker.
You did.
So shut up.
But I'm not going to let her yip at me anymore.
She can yip at you.
I'm sick of her yipping
at me. Let her grow.
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. I've not even yipped at you once.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard on this show. Bobby going, why can't she grow up? That sounded so sincere. That sounded
Thank
real.
You,
that sounded fucking real. Holy shit.
You stink at fucking giving advice. Now, I can't say this firsthand. Because I've never, thank God, had to call you and say, Dan, I need to talk.
That'll be your darkest hour.
But.
Dan, I need advice. Oof.
Oh, wow.
I called everybody. Oh. I called the black guy who middled for me in Nashville, who closed with, hit the CD. What's up with him?
He stinks. Soder? Let's get this out on the table. I love Soder, but Soder is out for Soder. Soder is a one-man band.
Hang on. You know what? We're going to get this on the table right now. I love you too, Dan. And I love you, Kelly. I love you, Joe.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you.
And you, Kelly.
I love you all.
I love you all, guys.
As long as it benefits me.
No.
You
are a fucking self-centered guy.
No, I'm a little selfish, but I don't think I'm self-centered.
He's a good guy.
Here's the thing. Yeah, you are a good guy. You're not a cunt.
At your heart.
Yeah.
You're a good person.
You're a late 20s. You're a late 20s male comedian. You're right at the same place we all were. Yeah. He smacked me around a lot in my late 20s. Okay. So did Burr. Burr one time threw me off his tour and then called me back and was like, look, I want you to do the tour, but you got to stop acting like a cunt. We got in such a bad fight. But he was right. I was being a fucking asshole. Because I was like, you know, I had that fucking hick swagger, you know. Hey, people, I know my shit. Go fuck yourselves. You just have that right now. That's all.
I don't think he has that on stage, but he has it internally. And it comes out. You can smell it. You can smell the sweat of swag coming out of fucking soda.
I don't know if
soda.
I have that.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, maybe not. But listen. Listen, I worked with Dan. Dan is... We all worked together a few weeks ago, like a month ago. A sweet guy comes
very
in,
sweet.
Doesn't goes up, does his act. You're not a cunt, but there is something about you that's a little selfish. You know what bugs me about you? This is what bugs me about you. And we'll get to Kelly, and I'm sure we'll get to me and you too, Joe.
Of course.
And you know what? We're gonna get to this fucking black photography girl too.
Sexy Linda.
Linda's hot. What's wrong with you?
Just the way you said that.
I can't call her black.
Well, no, but it was the way you said it. Like, it was like, and this black photographer lady.
I said it like Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
And this black chick with the clicking thing. I hate when you call my phone and you don't leave a message.
Wait a minute. Don't take my thing. That's my
thing. Well, go ahead. Talk about it. Then you do
just
it.
You stole my thing.
The reason Joe
it's my thing,
Dan.
Too. It's my
you
thing.
You didn't even realize it until I said it to you
I
today.
Realized it all the other day.
I said it to you today. I go, fucking Soder. Called me again, didn't leave me a fucking voicemail.
And I said, I agree with you.
And you started laughing. And you went, you know what? You're right. He doesn't leave. You had the realization when I said it today.
All right.
And I can tell by your face you don't tell the truth.
Right. Maybe you're right.
You fucking thief.
What are you going to wait? 30 minutes to bring it up? We know you have a meeting later you have to go to. You have to fucking stop the show. Dude, I got to go. I got to go, dude.
Your I don't leave voicemails policy makes me sick. To
I don't
Dan.
Care. Don't
why,
care.
Why Dan?
Yeah, Dan, you're not busy, Dan. Yeah,
no, I'm not busy. Here's the thing.
And it, you better start caring because the people that care about you will stop caring about you.
You're right, Bobby.
So, you know what? Deal with that in therapy.
And you're right,
you fucking grabbing your dick. I don't give a fuck. You do give a fuck.
The reason I don't leave voicemails is because before I had an iPhone, before I was as privileged to have an iPhone, I used to hate when people left me voicemails and I have to go into my fucking mailbox and type in my code and then wait. And then for them to be like, hey, dude, call me back. Well, I know you called. I saw the missed call, so I'm just going to call you back if I have a missed call. Why do I have to go all the way into my mailbox, type in a dumb fucking code, and then just listen to you go, hey, I'm calling you.
All right, fair enough. But now you have an iPhone and you've had one for months. Start leaving fucking voicemails.
Okay. You know what?
Smarten fucking up.
Okay.
Joe,
I'm just kidding.
So angry,
I love Joe.
I don't know if he was. I'm just
Jesus, De Niro, relax.
Yeah, smarten the fuck up.
He just gave him. He just had a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Smash him about something. He has a breakthrough. Admits it, literally in front of everybody and on the air. Right. And you go smarten the fuck up.
That should have been delivered with a fucking back of the head smack.
Yeah. Joe, yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right. I was kidding.
That brought me back to my childhood.
So there, I'll start leaving voicemails.
All right.
And I'm sorry if I'm a cunt.
You're never a cunt.
How about this?
You're not a cunt. You're a good guy.
How about this?
I didn't know I was going to leave the serenity of my home today to be bashed. Is this another goddamn gator fight episode? Where you just catch me out of nowhere? Smashing was epic.
Yeah,
I kind of like that one.
That was a fucking great. I remember calling you on Gator Fight, going, this month, and you went, get him on the phone. We're doing a show today. Let's do it.
The worst part
was, get him on the phone. And we got you down there.
And right after I had just finished waiting tables and I still smelled like cilantro. Yeah. And I was like half sweaty from waiting tables.
Just happy to be here.
Good. Keith and I smashed him one Thanksgiving. So fucking hard.
I love your holiday smashings that you do.
They get Vecchione so year. Goddamn good.
Me and Keith call Vecchione every Christmas and Thanksgiving and just trash him. It's fucking great.
Can I get in on this? Can I pay a fee? How can I get in on this?
I've been doing it like for 6 years with Keith. I'm not exaggerating.
If I get a conference call thing, can we tell him to call a number and do this?
Yeah.
I would love to be a part of it. Of Vecchione.
I do it in front of my mom now in the car on the way to my relatives. She's fucking pissing herself the whole time. I'm just driving going, you fucking guinea. Nobody wants you at the table, Mike.
And they put him on. Well, Mike puts it on speakerphone, and it's awesome. You just hear Keith going, oh, it bothers me that you're living with Dan Soder. How old are you, Vecchione? Get your own apartment. You shouldn't be living with him.
Vecchione stinks.
I don't like that fucking his impression of Keith is a large chicken that's looking for a chicken hawk.
I do say. I don't say. Now I can't do voices because middle brother Joe doesn't like when baby dances.
Sucked you out. Yeah. Jesus.
Listen, you're not a bad guy. You know that, right? You know we're breaking your balls. You're not a cunt. You're just a fucking, you're in that late 20s comedy thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I stink. Just deal with it. You got it.
That's gonna be my next shirt. Take me like.
That's what young comics do, though. That's young comics. A lot of them, like the chick comics, will all be like, "Sorry, I'm a cunt," and it's like, "No, that doesn't make it okay." And the male comics go, "I'm just a douche, dude." It's like, no, better yourself.
That's gonna be in my head for fucking months,
right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you're closer to it than I was. I haven't been in that scene. You know, I remember I used to walk around, I was hate mode fucking all the time in my late 20s, early 30s, because you'd see these people, I was young, I was fucking, you know, I thought it was a competition, I thought it was, you know, these people were passing you or beneath you or you were doing things, and I used to fucking hate people all the time. And then there's something happens to you, like you're talking about, where you kind of get your shit together, you better yourself, you realize that you're a piece of shit. You're walking around fucking cocky, being a dick to a lot of people. And then you lose a couple friends here and there because of your fucking attitude, and people stop talking. And then your career kind of settles down a little bit. And, you know, and you obviously, you realize that this is a business. It goes up and down. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, shit, I better have some real friends in my life or I'm going to be a fucking lonely piece of shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, now the people I have in my life, I'm pretty stable, I think. You know, that they're my friends. Right. And I don't hate people for what they got, or young comics, or for what they got or what they don't have, or, you know, what people, you know, surpass me or are beneath me. If you're a cool person individually, that's fine with me. That's good with me. And as long as you don't fucking ask to hit the music at the end of the fucking...
Hit the music!
Oh, this happened recently?
Yeah, it happened this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I give this kid respect, though. He goes, I didn't say nothing to him. Because I don't do that anymore. I don't go fucking... I think it's a challenge. I look at it as a challenge for me now to follow somebody doing something like that where they hit the music and they were showing them how black people dance or white people dance. And it was killing.
Of course it was.
Well, but I think
it's fucking worse.
I look at it as a challenge now.
There's a difference?
Yeah, there is. Black people are different.
What?
Linda, I'm sorry. But, I look at it as a challenge now, like, okay, let me go up and I'm going to get, and it was a black white crowd too, you know, it's a mixed crowd. And I'm like, let me get these, every single person on my side, on my flow. How fast can I do this? Now I can just go up and have them on my side, and now they forget it even exists, you know. But he actually came up to me and he goes, the last night, he's like, you know, you got any advice? I go, yeah, you're going to go to New York, drop that bit. I go. No club in New York is going to put a CD in for you, my friend. And if you do, you're going to get smashed. I go, look, dude, we all do shit. You know, that's the best advice Colin Quinn ever gave me is, you know, not advice, but almost like a, I don't know, saying or whatever we said. When you can walk off stage and not feel guilty at all about anything you did, then you're a comic. Then you're doing good. Because we all walk off on a headline set, and like, ah, fuck, I'm still doing that bit, or fuck, I'm still doing that chunk, or I said, ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but, and he didn't do it. Last show, he just cut it out, and he was like, I didn't do it. It was fine. Thanks, man.
That's great.
It was fucking great.
Yeah.
It was great. Really good. I respected him.
He's doing that bit right now at the show.
He's headlining. He's headlining
fuck
the club.
Bobby Kelly.
Some local headliner. What'd you drop that bit for? It's a great bit. Fuck him. It kills.
Oh, what? You know what? He doesn't even know what he's talking about. Does it destroy? Yeah, then do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there is that mentality, man. I know guys who have that mentality. There is that mentality of if it kills, fucking do it. And there's successful people with that mentality.
Oh, yeah.
There's successful people who have that fucking mentality where it, I don't give a fuck. Do they laugh? Fuck you. I don't care if it's, and I think in some respects too, though, there are some things that people think might think a hack or whatever that aren't, you know what I mean? I mean, people gave Lisa Lampanelli shit forever, but she kind of niched out a certain character that she's good at.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, who else could do what she does and literally commit 100%, pinpoint and throw away all the fucking bullshit around her as she's becoming this person, and then it actually is successful? You know what I mean? Like Dice. Right. Dice did the same thing.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Gaffigan told me once, I was talking to him once, and he goes, dude, I know it's like supposedly taboo or whatever to talk about something like hotels, like, oh, God, how can a comic show talk? He goes, dude, it's a part of my fucking life. I stay in hotels constantly. I'm going to do 7 minutes and exhaust every observation I can think of about it. And then you watch his hotel a bit, and it's fucking hilarious. None of it's like, you know... I don't even know what the go-to hotel joke would be, but I mean every bit is original.
Bit.
Yeah, every bit's original. When I hear that guy talk about flying, it's all original. It's all funny. Mm. You know, it's like it's just if you. I've heard David Cross do airline material. It's fucking hilarious.
I've heard the fucking most alternative people do fucking hacky topics, but you know it's funny.
But then the argument is it hacky? It's just a topic, so is it really only hacky if you make it hacky?
No, I have a fucking new, it might be 8-minute bit on farting. I mean, and I know, I get it, but fuck you.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's, I think it's interesting. I say it. I go, I get it. I get some girls, I think it's fucking funny, dude. And it's from me. I did it. You know, I have this thing of, I farted on a plane and, near the bathroom at the back, and the flight attendant went, motherfucker. And I was like, you know, and it's like, I was like, oh, because a guy came out of the bathroom as I farted. She thought he took a shit. And
it was the perfect crime.
And she went, motherfucker. Like, literally screamed it out. Like, was really pissed off.
Oh,
and I was
great.
Like, you know, think about your job. What would it take for you to look at a customer in the face and go, motherfucker? It's like, my asshole did that. And I was like, I was laughing for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You made a bright character. I love it.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, yeah. Is that fart jokes hacky? But fuck you.
Yeah, but that happened to you. That's a real thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah it did.
It's not like you sat down at a coffee shop and was like, what if I farted in the back of a plane? It just happened to you.
Exactly.
Is that how you wrote that joke?
No. I had that Medifast shit when I went on the Medifast. Remember that? And I got really terrible gas. It like made me fatter, if that's possible. Because it just bloated me. But yeah.
People say don't do shit jokes. I had a bit about shit cramps, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this. And I was like, no, it fucking happens to me all the time because I eat like shit right before I go to bed. I wake up with these fucking cramps. It's funny that you do that to yourself.
That's fucking... Wait a minute, dude. I don't even know... I don't know what shit cramps are.
Is that what it hurts?
Wait a minute, dude. What is a shit cramp?
It's when you when you get that like piercing pain through your abdomen, and you're like, oh boy, and you go and you have to like keep shitting until it goes away, and it's from eating like bad food late at night.
So wait a minute. So you wake up in the middle of the night and you fuck up your shit system that usually shits in the morning. You push the clock ahead because you eat shit food late at night and you wake yourself up because you have to shit.
You wake up with pain.
So you, no me. Don't
no, not you.
No one else is doing this.
It wakes you up out of your sleep.
It wakes me up out of my sleep. And like the bit was funny because I talked about how it was like the shake, like an alcoholic getting the shakes in the middle of the night. Like you got to go deal with it. But like, yeah. And then I would talk about how like I get it when I have girls over.
Right.
And I have to like go in the bathroom, and you have to shit, dude. You have to shit like 3 times. Like it's not one and done.
Right.
You have to shit and then wait, and then they come back, and you have to shit again. Then you have to.
Isn't that just diarrhea?
It's hard. Well, yeah, but the
shit
fucking
solid.
Key.
Jeez, what are you eating, Joe? Dirt.
The key. The key.
Dirt would actually be better to filter it. Like charcoal.
Plug you up.
The significant thing about it is the pain. It's not just if it was just diarrhea, I could just lay there and go, I'm not going to shit right now. I'll deal. But like, you can't control these, these cramps. You're like, like it hurts, dude. So you got to deal with it.
And you've had it with a chick over?
I've had it many times with chicks over, and I have to run the shower and pretend like I'm taking a shower at like 4 o'clock in the morning because I'm like, what am I gonna do? She's gonna know. So she feels like a whore.
She's like, I gotta bathe after we banged. Thanks, buddy.
This you guy is things germaphobe.
Yeah. So, but anyway, my point is that, you know, that was a bit that I was like, I don't know if I should. It's a shit.
Well,
yeah. But I was like, no, it's part to happen to me. It's funny.
But that's letting us know who you are. Like, you're this guy who eats weird stuff. Like, that's in your big in your narrative of your set, that works perfectly.
Yeah.
Because you've told us who you are.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I can tell. This is so weird too. I can listen as a comic and I can tell. I can some comics I'm listening to them and like 8 minutes later, I'm like, where am I? Like, what happened? Like, is it time? I can't hear anything. I went somewhere else. I didn't stay with them. I heard a couple lines and then I went away because I know they're just telling jokes. Mm-hmm. I know they're not sincere. They're just trying to get to the joke. And I respect that because it's hard. I know how hard it is to write a joke, but there's a difference between somebody who's actually telling me something like about themselves or something they feel like in their brain. You know, where I watch Billy, not to fucking shit up his dick because he doesn't need it, but dude, fucking, I'm the best. Dude, I'm doing
shit. Shitting up his dick.
What does that mean?
I just like fucking.
I can't tell you about the insult him or compliment him.
I'm about to compliment him. I just had to say something before.
I don't want to shit up your dick right now.
You know, we just can't compliment each other.
Right.
You know, we have to say something like, oh, fucking, you're a fucking piece of shit right up front. But I watched a little bit of his special the other day because it was on Netflix. It's right up front. So I put it on there, and I found myself listening, laughing, but listening. Like, this is fucking interesting story. Mm-hmm. Front. All of a sudden, he draws you in, and then you're in this middle of this thing. And then you're at the end of it. You're like, wow, that was like a little fucking, like a little thing out of fucking you know, Time Magazine, a story that I went from the beginning, middle to end that he took me on. I love that. Like Pryor used to do that. Patrice did that shit. You know, I like jokes, but I like when somebody's really letting me in on how they feel about something,
right,
in a funny fucking way. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're laughing like, wow, that's great.
But that's all of you, Owen. All you guys that have been at ONA for years, all of you do that. Like bear with like Bill, CK, Norton. Like that's the kind of comedians you guys are.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's. I mean,
well, I would say like people consider Nate Bargatze a joke teller, but I listen to his album and I don't think it is that. I think it's not basically like that, but it's like Nate does jokes. But I was listening to his album, like holy shit, he's tagged the shit out of this.
Look, some guys can do it. I think Nate can do it well.
Attell
does it. You do it. You tell stories, but you're kind of jokey too. You have jokes, but you do it in a you do have that storytelling way too. You know, you're not all one way. I think you have
Corporate Dan.
Well,
but that's the thing is there. The whole point is not, at least to me, the whole point is not. You have to do this certain type of comedy. The whole point is you have to do what's real to you.
Right.
So a guy like Attell
yeah.
is truly a joke teller. If you talk to Attell in life, that's how he talks.
He
says things and you're like, is that a bit? And you're like, no, he's just, that's how he talks. You know? Yeah. But it's like, but you learn about Attell by watching. You learn about Russ Meneve by watching Russ.
Russ is awesome.
By Nate. You know, those guys, Regan is another. Regan's a prime example of a guy where I'm like, where people go, how come Regan's able to get away with talking about like cereal and shit? It's like, dude, if you listen to Regan, you learn so fucking much about who he is. And there's like a fucking disdain through all of his jokes where he doesn't come out and go, fuck you.
Yeah.
But he comes out and he goes, and I heard him talking about cup sizes once, and he was just talking about how like they're all free refills, but like they're all different prices.
Yeah.
And the fucking hatred behind like the joke from going like, this was the biggest, you know?
Like the big one. Yeah. Behind that voice, you're right, it's just like this fucking like pure go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you learn about that dude. You're like, I get who this guy is. But then what you're saying, right? What Bobby's saying is that there are guys that go up there and it's just horseshit. It's just horseshit. They just talk and the whole goal is just look at my clever, or look at this story I completely made up. Mm-hmm. That you know isn't fucking you know true, or yeah. listen you know to my loudness, or whatever. It's like, oh, shut up.
I've noticed a tell for that. Like, sometimes when I know someone's telling bullshit is when they go, you know what I like to do? I like to do this. And you're like, Liss gets so mad at that. It's like, they don't fucking do that. They don't fucking do that.
Yeah, like, there's some... Look, I don't hate them. I don't get mad at people anymore about that shit. But I've tried to watch certain people. Like, I gotta see what's going on with this person. And I disappear. I just go away. It's like fucking, you know, watching a foreign film. I mean, I can watch it, but halfway through, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know what happened at the beginning. You know what I mean? But there's certain guys that you're just like, Jesus, man. I just learned something. I love when people listen, man. I like when people laugh, but when people are listening to what you're saying, you can tell because some people don't agree with you. You'll say something on stage, and some people will be like, you'll see people like shaking their head, or people shaking their head up and down. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, I got you. Fans are like, I know what you're saying. But some people are like, I don't, what the fuck, what? Do you ever say something and have a crowd, look in the crowd, and they're like, what the fuck do you, what do you mean? And then you have to explain it, and then they go, oh, I like that. Because I feel like you're talking to them. Mm-hmm. You're actually getting personal with an audience, as opposed to just going up there, leaving the mic in the stand, and rattling off 45 minutes. And that's what bugs me, too. I guess there's headliners that do 45 minutes. Because, you know, I've been showing up at these clubs and like, what time are you doing? You're going to do 45? I'm like, I'm headlining. I'm doing an hour. You're doing 10. You're doing 20. And I'm doing an hour. That's what I'm supposed to do, right? But I guess there's people that do 45 minutes and get the fuck off stage.
I was at a college the other night, and I was that... You know, the closer on the show, and the kid was like, how much time do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know, like, I guess an hour, I guess, right? And he's like, okay, because you can, you know, if you want to just do like 25, that's fine.
What?
Like,
oh my God.
I was like, I don't understand what. What?
Do you think that's a part of like the new YouTube generation that they don't fucking...
I know, I think there's guys out there that don't have an hour.
Yeah.
That are fucking, because of what they've done on TV or, you know, or their acts, you can't. Look, I'm not saying that people suck, because they don't, because people like them. Certain comics, people, they have more followers than me, man. People, they sell out shows better than me. So, you know, there you go. I'm not going to say I'm better than them or my taste is better than them, but you can't watch them for an hour. You can't go for an hour, because people will just shut the fuck down. I mean, you can't. I mean, that's my opinion.
No, you're right. Mm. You're right.
Yeah, I can watch a guy, I can watch Bill Cosby for an hour. I can watch Seinfeld for fucking 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and I'm done. I'm out. I get it.
I can watch Seinfeld.
I get it.
I can watch Seinfeld for an hour.
That's because you're a fucking dweeb.
But I can't watch other guys, a lot of other guys like that.
I can watch Jeff Dunham for hours.
Yeah,
he has voices, well, but he's not there, but he's there.
Yeah, like, you know, that. I don't know if I can watch that.
You know who I fucking watched the other night? I was laughing my balls off. I watched Ben Bailey's special.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, he was talking about the cash cab stuff.
Yeah.
And Ben's our friend, you know, like, but speak for yourself.
But no, I'm kidding. I love Ben.
But I was a little bit weary. Not that I don't think Ben's funny.
Yeah.
But I was a little weary at the beginning. I was like, oh, he's going to have to play it real safe because the cash cab thing. He's not going to be able to go too far.
Right.
And then, like, after his initial cash cab stuff, he started talking about how he's like, one day I'm going to drive that van into the fucking river.
Right.
He started going, like comic on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I, it was killing me, yeah, dude. It was a fucking great special, man. It was really funny.
Bailey's one, he's a perfect example. He's a joke writer that tells stories.
Yeah.
Like, he'll take his story or an opinion or a hatred and talk about it, and it's very jokey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you have to learn how to do all of it, but there's certain guys that I like to listen to. And it's weird, too, these guys on the road. I feel so bad for these guys. You really, if you want to be a stand-up comic, you really got to move to New York or L.A. I mean, you're going to be in the middle of this country middling on, you know, weekends and headlining on Wednesdays and Sundays when a headliner can't. I mean, these guys out there that have been doing it just as long as me, if not longer, okay, that are doing a set to get to their fucking t-shirt joke so they can make an extra 500 selling t-shirts.
Oh, my God. This kid last night, you know what? I don't want to trash him, but...
Yeah, fine. You do.
Yeah,
you do.
Come
no,
on.
No names.
Dude, okay. Nobody listens
he's
to this
nice
show.
He's a nice kid.
Is this in New York?
Yeah.
Right, you know what's funny?
What do you think? This is Rogan's podcast? We're not changing lives. watch this. My mother's a cunt.
Jesus,
nothing.
She's never going to know.
Never.
Nobody from my family follows anything I do.
But I do like the thought of after the show last night, he's like, I actually do want to tell him to listen to the, I used to love him on the podcast. He's going to listen when he sees Joe back on it.
I know.
He's just going to be fucking like.
This kid actually did tell me, he goes, I listened to all the O&As and the podcasts that you're on and everything. You mentioned this one.
Right.
So he's going to probably
one?
Hear this.
Yeah.
This is the only one, Joe.
Yeah.
Let's not get carried away. Oh, I know you did something with Bill before. That don't count.
Why?
It don't. This
That
is...
was the first, dude.
Ooh.
Oh! Let him Ooh. Know the stripes.
Real Joe.
Wow.
I'm joking.
Keep kicking him in the ass, kid.
Joe, I was a big
Nuts.
Fan. Joe, I've never told you this.
Pick a side, Dan. Pick a side.
I was a really big fan of the Sirius show with you and Bill.
Hey, thanks.
I reckon I know, if it's in New York, I reckon I know who the kid is.
No, he doesn't live in New York. This just happened in New York.
Okay.
But anyway, he came up to me and he just kept talking to me about how much merch he sold after the show. And I go, all right, dude. And he goes, I had a few pops in me, I'm not going to lie. And he goes, he comes up to me in the bar at the after party. He goes, bro. Guess how much merch I sold, dude.
Oh, shit.
Real confident. I go, how much? He goes, 37 pieces. And I go, that's great. And he goes, look at this, dude. And he pulls the wad of money out. And I go, that's great. Is that all merch money? He goes, yeah. And I go, let me see that.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. God, I missed you.
I threw it on the fucking
good
ground
for
and walked away.
He deserved that. Good
He's
on you,
going,
Joe.
Whoa, what are you doing, man?
Why would you?
Dude, it's my rent money. What are you doing?
I was waiting for a smack of it or a fucking rain.
If I knew him
it.
Better,
you
I would have smacked it or rained it. But I was like, I don't know this kid well
like
enough that I don't want to put my hands on him in any way. You
Look
know
at
I mean?
Man, here's the deal. It's that makes me sick, and that's this is what the problem is.
37 items.
37 items.
Comedy
you know,
QVC.
He probably almost made as much as you.
That's
oh, he made
point.
More than I did.
He was the middler.
Without no, it was a showcase show, so he.
Who's he's selling merch?
It was part of the Arab festival. It was the Arab festival. So we all did sets.
He
made more money than anybody, like without question, because he's the only one that sold merch.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the deal, though. I mean, look, I don't mind that. If you're on a fucking equal show, sell whatever you got.
Yeah.
No,
like, we sold merch at the fucking show, us three, the YKWD merch.
My point is, but here's the thing. I don't care that he sold the merch. Good for you, buddy.
Right.
My point is like, dude, stop acting like this is about merch right now. Like what you were saying about the t-shirts. That was the reason I brought it up. It's not about
he was acting like a douchebag. He needed someone to put him into place, and you were the guy who did that. That was good. Good on you, Joe.
Kelly wants to fuck Joe. Kelly
wants to fuck Joe. Kelly wants to fuck Joe. Kelly wants to fuck Joe. Kelly wants to fuck Joe.
Buddy, you met the guy that I'm seeing.
Oh, you're seeing someone.
Yeah.
I met him?
You met him.
When?
At the salon. I dropped books off.
What did he look like?
You didn't tell me.
Beard.
You didn't tell me that was him?
He's real alt looking,
no,
probably.
No, I didn't
He's
say
got
anything.
A beard?
Yeah.
Callie's dating a bear. Callie's dating a bear. Callie's dating a bear.
Shut up, idiots. That's the worst chat I've ever
had. Callie has a dick. Callie has a dick. Callie has a dick.
You guys want a chance so bad.
Callie's boyfriend's a fag. Callie's boyfriend's a fag. Callie's boyfriend's a fag.
All right. Settle down, you bunch of homos.
I fuck Callie's boyfriend.
I fuck Callie's boyfriend.
Totally would. You totally would. You'd love him. He's great.
Anyway,
I just had to get myself out of that.
Yeah.
No, he's good. No, he's a carpenter.
A what?
He's a carpenter.
Callie's boyfriend's a fag.
Callie's boyfriend's a fag.
He's gonna love. He's gonna be really feel really good that you guys did that. It's funny.
I had somebody send me this today. It's it's a photo of somebody. It's a photo of George Carlin that was sent to E-Rock, signed to E-Rock from the O&A show.
Oh, nice.
And it says, keep kicking him in the nuts.
Yeah, that was that's what he said to people.
I know, but it's so funny that you got that tattooed like it's your saying that he said to you.
No, no, no. That's not why I got it tattooed on me. I got it tattooed because it was the way he closed the conversation. And then I saw him say that I always tell comedians that. And he was my favorite. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get that on my arm. There goes your trashing.
That's one way to fucking... He really
Just took you down.
No, he fucking licked his fucking index finger and his thumb and put that fuse right out. You fucking douche lips.
Oh, good for you.
Ah, that felt good to just ruin it.
So I'm coming up out of the subway today, and there was a million of these little flyers on the ground, and I looked, and this is what a piece of shit I am. Pass that back to me, too, because I got to read it. I look on the ground, and the word, anytime I see the word erotic, I'm in. I'm fucking reading it. I'm stopping. I'm fucking in. And I picked one of these up. Right. And Dan, will you read that to everybody?
Do a voice.
H Productions Enterprise presents Erotic Menage. Hosting erotic gatherings, private upscale events, fetish fans.
You do it in Big J because you know he's going to this.
Yeah,
he's probably hosting it.
All sexual orientations are welcome. H Productions offers internships of all ass. That's the best part.
What is
they
that?
Ask about fuck. They're talking about fuck parties, and then the paragraph under is like, H Productions offers internships of all aspects of production and post production.
Oh shit!
So they literally, that is fucking great. They advertise internships and fuck parties on the same page.
What is it? Wow. That's got to be for. That's got to be a porno thing. That's got.
Yeah.
Be, that's got. It says post production. That's got to be
Mr. Jones.
That's got to be that they're
shooting.
There
was
shooting
a black
porn dude
passing them out, but he didn't look like he was in porn. He looked like he just got paid to pass these things out.
But I'm saying, I bet that what that is you get in there and they go, here's what it is. It's fucking porn. We're going to shoot it. You're
really?
You out.
So it's not a party that we can all go to after the fucking podcast and
no.
watch Kelly catch. Get her fucking ass no. licked by a fucking Arab?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just some grizzled fucking Arab licking her butt.
Yeah, with a scar from one ear to the corner of his mouth.
Oh, I will lick your friend's butthole.
Sounds awesome.
There's a catch.
Let's do
nothing,
it.
Nothing like that is free, dude. Nothing like that comes for free.
You know, back in the day it did, though.
What?
Yeah, so did AIDS.
Back in the day. They had, back in the day.
They used to have, like fish, like where you throw your car keys in the fishbowl.
Yeah.
Sudden fuck. I don't know. I just read about those.
Was it not, the movie Ice Storms, you fucking homo.
No. Do they do that in Ice Storm?
Yeah.
I was actually.
I always wanted to see that movie. I never saw it.
Yeah, they come in, they put, that would have been a fucking great joke if you did. I fucking took a hot one. Ice Storms, you fucking faggot. I just look like a fucking racist.
Well, we never saw the movie.
Yeah, I get the reference.
They all go in and they put their keys in, and whoever's key, you have to go home with that person.
Yeah, it was like in Watchmen. Didn't they do that in Watchmen?
In Watchmen?
Yeah, no. or was it a different
Watchmen?
Dude, you want to talk about a fucking boring bore fest? Watchmen, the movie, was one of the most boring fucking movies I've
you
ever
gotta
seen.
Be, you're out of your mind. It was worth it just seeing a blue cock. They finally showed cock on film and didn't try to hide it.
You watch Boardwalk Empire?
They had that, and it was like the fucking perfect dick every guy wants.
All right.
Perfect hang. Not too big, not too small.
But 5 minutes after you got over how funny that was, the movie stunk.
Funny? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Erotic.
After you came all over yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was 3 more hours of movie. That movie fucking sucked.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked it
too. How great was Rorschach?
He was awesome.
He was great.
And what a comeback in a career, man.
Yeah, he's in everything now. He's in the new Lincoln movie.
He was in a great movie. He was in a great TV series that was a comic book thing last year.
Yeah.
That they just casted the wrong lead, man. I forget what was the name of it.
I forget the name of the show, but he was good in that.
Yeah, it was. He was badass motherfucker. He was a computer genius in the show. But he was a bad. He was cool as shit. And I think one of the things that the mob guys were after him, and they were like, we're gonna break your fucking legs. We're gonna beat the shit out. He's like, hey, go ahead, do what you gotta do. But just know this: I'll heal, and when I come back, I'm gonna fucking take everything you have. I'm gonna erase your wife's identity, your identity, your kid, like you never existed. He did all this crazy.
If anyone
tough
threatened me with that, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
That's some scary shit. I'd rather take a fucking bullet in the chest than having your identity erased.
Nope.
You can't fly. I have to go do a fucking show in Fort Lauderdale Improv, and I can't go. Can't even rent a car. Have to hitchhike.
I love that. That's what you were worried about.
Not that your family would never remember you. Your wife wouldn't remember you. Like just
their minds aren't being erased. He was clearly talking about just the identities.
But then if his identity got erased, he wouldn't have a family.
I mean, it's just Kelly, really? What? Is that what you thought she did?
Kelly, I'd love to defend you
on this. I just hold that situation, guys.
DeRosa's honest eyes looking at me like, the fuck?
I appreciate that,
Joe. He looked at me like, what the fuck did she...
That was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard somebody say.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I fucking hold it. I'm sorry, guys. What are we talking about? What happened? Oh, my God. Sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up for the next 5 minutes as punishment.
His eyes.
I fucking love it when Joe turns like that. It's fucking awesome. Just turns like the
Joe has the prettiest eyes in the business.
I could fall asleep in them.
I asked him. I told him, I said, change your glasses, dude. I did.
Hate those glasses, Joe.
Dude,
come
I get
on.
Compliments on these glasses.
No,
who
told?
And right.
Who
constantly.
What
are you talking about?
Beating
them
off with
a stick.
You look
so much better when you had black glasses.
Literally everybody tells me these glasses
DeRosa,
are amazing.
I like those glasses on you.
Everybody.
Okay.
I remember the old boxy kind. I didn't like the boxy kind.
You know why? Because they cut his eyes off.
You're right.
I told her. I said to you, I go, dude, you got to get glasses that show your beautiful fucking eyes. And you went out and got those, and I fell in love.
And look at
you. You know what he did?
Bobby wants to fuck Joe. Bobby wants to fuck Joe. Bobby wants to fuck Joe.
And you know what? Did you lick those beautiful lips that you have? Huh? Hey. A compliment to you.
Wow. No.
Nice.
You think I'm meant to hurt you? You got LL Cool J lips.
Oh, yeah.
He's got nice lips and nice feet. He's got real nice feet.
Ooh, one up in me.
Not anymore.
Playing the I've been friends with Bobby Longer card. I've seen his feet. I haven't seen his feet. Damn it.
They're very well, like...
My lips look
like... There's, like, no dead skin. Like, they're very well manicured.
I thought you were losing some toenails.
One toenail is dead.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Now, you know what I did when I was hiking? I stubbed my toe real bad, and it went black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's never coming back. It's still black. Like, I think it's going to have to, like, fall off or something, right?
Get a nice horn on there.
Yeah, it'll fall off and then grow back.
Yeah, it grows into a horn first. And then
what's
it goes
a horn?
I mean, people that lose their toenails, and they go into, like, a little horn, and that falls off, and then you get the toenail again. Ugh. I'm not allowed to talk for 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Five.
You ever seen those horrible toes people have?
No.
Oh, you'll see it soon. It'll be growing on you.
Well, here's the thing. I really do hate people who are confident with their fucking, like, with their, like, they're missing a, like, five, like, they're missing, like, a few toes.
What?
Or their foot is
who
fucked
do you
up.
Hang out with?
I was at the airport, dude, and I saw some lady with a fucked up foot, and she had flip-flops on that were, like, barely hanging on. She had a Jimmy her own little flip flop mechanism to keep it on one foot. You know what I mean? Her husband made like he
was
fucking
in the garage all afternoon. I almost got it, honey.
Yeah,
this will let you wear your flip flops again.
Did she have like one toe? But that one toe was painted really, really lovely.
It was she had her two toes that were mushed together, and it was just fucking gross. Where I was like, wear a fucking shoe, honey.
Was it a deformity or she just have a nasty foot?
Deformity.
I mean,
hide that shit. Don't be confident.
In high school, I dry humped a chick that only had two fingers.
Really? Like a lobster hand?
She had a permanent hang loose.
Really?
Yeah. But I never knew.
You dry humped her?
It was like high school. It was like soft. I think it was like, I don't know. I mean, I came. It was back when you could come from dry humping.
What?
I was on the road once with my buddy Travis and another comic. I can't remember who the other comic was, but we were in Jersey, and there was three of us. We met these three chicks, and one of the chicks had only like three fingers on one hand. Yeah. She had like this lobster claw hand, and we all hooked up, and Travis ended up with her, and these girls slept over. We were all in the same room. It was like old school, like you know, and they all left the next day. And we go, Travis, what's up, man? And he goes, did you guys ever get a hand job from a chick with three fingers before?
That is a great story.
Yeah.
That is a fucking awesome story.
Yeah, he just was like, fuck it, I don't care.
I did this hot chick, man. I actually courted this bitch.
Courted her?
Yeah, I courted her. I went out with her for fucking 2 weeks, and blonde, I mean natural blonde, though. Like platinum, real blonde. Never dyed her hair. It wasn't this fake shit. She was like an original. She was ditzy like Marilyn Monroe, too. She was like just like old Hollywood fucking bimbo. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, big, juicy,
Lonnie
real
Anderson?
Tits. Yeah, but stupider. Ooh. Just dumber, you know?
Like this?
And she lived in like a crappy part of town with her mom. So she, you know, she was a little poor, which made her, you know, her self-esteem was shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I fell in love with this broad and we made out for the first night. And then she goes, did it bother you? I go, what? She goes, my tooth. I go, no, what are you talking about? And she went, look. And she pointed to the roof of her mouth.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Ew.
She had one, you know the fang tooth?
Yeah.
She had a fang tooth growing out of the roof. Ugh.
Oh, right here?
In the roof, yep, right in the roof of her mouth. There was a fucking...
How is that possible?
A fucking dead twin, her sister that died at birth. I don't know, dude.
It's growing hair.
She had to get it removed, but it was too late for me. I was out. I was done.
Why did she tell you about it?
Because she thought she was probably insecure about it.
Well, yeah,
and I'm kissing
she's
her.
A fucking freak of
you know,
nature.
And I make out like Prince. I fucking you know what I mean? I get that bushing tongue up and I make a chick suck my tongue like a dick, you know? And she probably thought I felt it and was like, what the fuck is that?
Was clawing on your tongue.
Yeah, I was like, my tongue kept getting hooked inside her mouth.
You're like, hey, no, I'm cool. Why am I bleeding off the tip of my tongue?
That's disgusting.
I know. Fucking gross, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know.
That's like shark teeth.
She got it removed. She got, yeah, she has rose.
Yeah, that's
growing
not,
in.
That's not, I mean, that's, there's worse things. I could deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not really. If you saw it, dude, you'd be like, oh, God, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, but if you couldn't feel it,
after that you could.
Oh, so once
you're looking for it.
After that you could, because we hooked up again, and this is what bugged me too. She wore nylons in the summer, but the skin tone ones,
those are the worst.
Yeah, I don't trust that shit, man. Ugh. I like bras that wear nylons. There's no need for that unless you go to a wedding. Or something, and it's the winter. You don't wear fucking nylon.
But the skin color ones are they're so not sexy. It's
if
you go into the races, the horse racing. What? What are you guys?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just waiting for you to finish your thought. What do you mean?
Because that's what.
Because what? Finish it.
No, I think when you go to the horse racing, you have to wear skin colored nylons.
Up.
I mean, that was so bad. I really don't understand. I don't get it. What was it?
Because
I don't know.
The horse races. All right, I get. There's horse races.
The thing when you go, you have to get dressed up, and women, I have to go really, really dressed up. See, I don't want to be finished now. As I said it, I realized it was stupid, and I don't want to finish it. Please
we should have
on,
a fucking a delay on your microphone that only goes to you, so you can listen to yourself and catch your own horse shit before you say it.
I'm sorry, guys.
All right, listen, I want to go back to that guy from that movie, Rorschach.
Yeah,
that guy. Oh, yeah. Was you know who he was, right?
He was in Bad News Bears.
He was Kelly.
No, he wasn't Kelly. He was the smaller one.
He was Kelly
no, he's
on
the
Bad
kid.
News Bears. Don't tell me that was my childhood.
Well, I thought he was the short
no.
No, he's the
one.
Bad kid.
He's the bad kid, Kelly. He's the guy on the dirt bike.
Oh.
Yeah, the picture
that changes
chick.
Everything. I thought he was the...
He looks exactly the same if you watch it now. You're like, oh, yeah, that's him.
And that's back in the day when that type of ugly was cute. Remember? That fucking kind of dirty, redheaded, fucked up tooth, zit face guy was the in thing.
Yeah. He was an awesome actor back then.
He was good in Bad News Bears. He played great, a little punk. But then he disappeared. He was in a few other things here and there. And then he went bye-bye. And I was like, I get it. He had really bad acne, terrible acne.
Right.
And when he got older, it got worse.
Right.
He had fucked up teeth. You know, he wasn't a good-looking guy. Then all of a sudden, he comes back in that fucking movie, Watchmen.
No, Little Children.
That was the one. Yeah, he played a child molester.
He got nominated
for an Oscar, and then that was like...
In Little Children?
Like, yeah, everybody was like, holy shit, what a story. Bad News Bears, it's that kid.
I saw him. I didn't know that. I saw him in Watchmen, and I was fucking blown away.
Yeah, he got Watchmen because of that.
No shit.
He got Freddy Krueger because of that. Like
he was great in Freddy Krueger, too.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And that movie sucked, but he was good.
It didn't suck.
That movie sucked.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
I have to agree. I don't think it was as good as it could have been. When they do a remake of something like that, of something that epic, like they did Batman, they do anything, they do a remake, you need to come out fucking strong. And with a movie like that... They didn't come out.
It was
strong.
Fine.
I didn't think it was good,
dude. Nightmare on Elm Street. You're gonna do. They didn't go in another direction. If they went another direction with it, I think it would have been a better movie. They tried to remake it, okay, and they fucking fell short. It wasn't scary at all. At all.
I liked it.
The first one was fucking scary, man.
Dude, listen, I stuck. Let me just. You fucking fair weather friends over here. All right? I'm a fucking nerd with shit like that. I stuck with the Nightmare on Elm Street series all the way through Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. When part 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 stink, that fucking remake was a goddamn masterpiece. I was like, thank God they just made a scary Freddy movie again. Where he's not making fucking jokes and shit. You realize in part 4 he was like turning people into meatballs and eating them? That was like something they did in Friday Night Rush 4. You're just so relieved that they weren't doing that anymore.
Shit. I just scared the fuck out of me with me. DeRosa, you're so fucking funny, man.
That's great. You are. You're committed to horror films.
You understand how fucking to retain the fucking meatball thing is just fucking hilarious to me. Yeah, they really did make him just an asshole. He became an asshole. And the first one... He was a demon. He was
He was scary.
Terrible.
He's scary in the second one, too. Everybody shits on Nightmare on Elm Street 2. It's fucking way better than most of the other ones, man.
Yeah.
Because he's still scary. Nightmare on Elm Street 3 is good, but that's where it starts to get a little goofy. And then 4, it just goes off the
fucking
tracks.
What's the one with the kid?
What do you mean? There's kids in all of them, dummy. It's what he does.
No, wait. Where is the daughter? Where is the daughter?
I think I want to fucking give this podcast to Joe. Yeah. I really think Joe has come into his own and just take over this. I should step down. I think this should be Joe. Do you know what, dude? Podcast with Joe DeRosa.
I went fucking. I'll be Conan taking over for Letterman. Wait, what do you mean the one with the kid?
Doesn't he have a daughter in one of them?
That's the dream child.
Dream child.
That
that's
one
what...
sucks.
Yeah.
Dick.
I remember
it's
that.
It's so
one.
Bad. But here's the thing. Robert Englund said, very interesting. I watched an interview with him where he said they shot two versions of every kill. They put buttons on. He goes, every time Freddy killed somebody, they put a button on the scene to wrap up the scene. He goes, we shot two versions of every one of those scenes through all the movies where one was funny and one was sinister. Mm. And he goes, sure enough, as Hollywood always does, they picked the fucking funny one to make it less freaky and creepy and whatever. And he was very disappointed about that. He's like, so it made it go in this whole other direction.
When is there going to be another Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween?
Are you talking about like a brand new franchise?
When is there going to be another franchise?
Paranormal Activity was kind of the newest one.
I guess you're right. But it's like, when was the last time you saw a scary movie?
Dude, Insidious scared the... You couldn't even sit through it.
Yeah, Insidious fucked
what
me
What was
up,
that
dude.
One?
Oh,
scary as shit.
This cocksucker. this motherfucker.
I thought it was like just fucking amused face.
I couldn't watch that shit during the day.
What is it?
It's a fuck... We talked about it on the show. They have day ghosts. Day demons, man. You can't fuck with day ghosts.
No, I didn't even know that was a real thing.
Dude,
it's
day ghosts.
It's a haunted house movie.
Is it Insidious? Who's in it?
Oh, Patrick, the guy from fucking Watchmen and Little Children.
Yeah, he's
Patrick,
great.
Patrick Wilson, whatever his name is.
I don't know his name, but yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The guy plays the Batman guy
What's
in Watchmen.
What's his name, Kelly? Get on the fucking computer, cocksucker.
Yes, I do.
Patrick Wilson or whatever his name is. He's a star. Rose Byrne plays his wife. And the lady from Kingpin's in it.
Can we just stop for a second?
Really?
Yeah, she's in it.
Kelly opens her computer every week and never uses it. You don't bring it.
I don't have any internet.
Well, you got it. You should ask for it. I mean, literally, your computer's on the table. You guys are going, what's his name? She could literally go, fucking boom, boom, boom. His name is blah, 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 and we'd fucking go forward.
It's what Australia is.
What?
You think it serves a purpose, but it doesn't. Just fucking floats there. Nobody cares. Contributes nothing.
He says their whole country floats. Oh, I'd love to sink it. I'd love to sink that fucking country. that fucking shitty, stupid reef they have.
So Insidious... Insidious, it starts out as a haunted house. There's something going on in their fucking house. They don't know what's up.
Yeah.
And it just unravels from there. It's them trying to figure out what's going on. It's like Poltergeist, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
But dude, it's fucking scary. Did you see it, Linda? It's fucking scary, dude.
Okay.
Is it on Netflix? A lot of, yeah, you can do an instant watch.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of...
That'll be a nice sleepless night on the road.
Yeah.
In my fucking shitty hotel room.
It freaked me out bad, man. I told him to watch it. I go, dude, you want to get freaked out watching Insidious? He texted me for days. Like, I watched another 20 minutes. Like, I had to stop. Like, I can't...
Is it that bad, Bobby?
Let me tell you something. That movie fucked. I had to watch it in pieces. I couldn't watch it total. For number one, because I didn't think it was going to be that scary to begin with. And then it really just catches you. And they have some shit that, you know, like that day ghost, man. There's a certain thing where it's the middle of the day and some shit happens. And I was like, fuck. I have to stop. And I'm a pussy when it comes to that shit anyways. I am a fucking coward when it comes to ghosts and spirits.
Too. I'm a real big scaredy cat.
Yeah,
I'm a bitch.
Yeah, it was fucked up. And that movie's nuts. But what the fuck? I've been looking for a horror movie, and every one I watch on Netflix just fucking stinks.
That guy just did a movie called Sinister that's supposed to be awesome. It's out in the theater now.
That's one with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah,
you know what? I want a goddamn exorcism movie that's good.
How bad was the last Exorcism? I wanted to throw.
What, the chick
something.
Was on the fucking
the fake documentary one. Oh my god,
that had potential though.
Jared Logan told me he thought it was awesome. I almost punched him in his fucking face. It was literally one of the worst horror movies I've ever seen in my life.
The ending of that movie was fucking terrible.
It was ridiculous.
Every time I say fuck, by the way, I want to give a dollar to charity. I want to stop saying fuck.
A dollar?
Yeah.
Not 25 cents.
25 cents. 10 cents. I want to give 10 cents. To charity. Why do I say it a lot?
Man, we're cutting in deep.
I'm going to sell my house.
Yeah, you got fucking 40 Mac new things for Apple every time I see them. And it's like, I don't know if I'd donate a dollar every time I say fuck.
Last Exorcism sucked. Dude, The Exorcist is the only exorcism movie.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's scared the shit.
That's not true. That is so not true. Exorcist 3 is just as scary
back
as
in the neighborhood?
Exorcist 1.
Exorcist 3 is not as scary.
It is.
I love Exorcist 3.
It's not as scary, but it is just as scary. And the acting in that fucking movie, damn it, 10 cents. The acting in that movie is amazing. Is amazing between the priest and when he turns into the priest and then to George C. Scott, who has to have this argument with Satan, and then the guy, and that guy is
that's
a great
your boy.
Actor.
Yeah, that's your boy.
What's his name?
That's what's his face. That's Chucky. That's fucking yeah. Brad.
Who's also
Dorf?
Whatever his name is.
What's
Dorf,
his name?
Yeah.
You have internet?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Brad Dourif.
I love, see, Kelly, look how awesome that was. You went right in.
Boom, come on.
But George awesome. C. Scott in that movie, when he starts coming unhinged,
yeah.
God damn it! What do you want from me?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I've never seen Exorcist 3.
Exorcist 3 caught me by surprise like a motherfucker.
How scary is that part?
How about the bitch on the ceiling?
The bitch on the ceiling.
And then
this is the scariest part.
The scariest part of the movie.
That part fucking freaked me out so much.
Oh, man. I'm watching that shit. I'm working at this mentally retarded home.
Yeah.
When I used to have to stay overnight.
Yeah.
And I'm this is on. I'm like, ah, fuck. I saw two. I'm like, two's gonna the fucking what
two
is that
is
one
the
called?
Worst. The Heretic. Two's terrible.
The Heretic sucked.
Two's terrible.
Oh god, it sucked. And then I'm like, three. Let me check this
Here's
out.
Here's why, though. Can I tell you real quick?
Why?
Because he didn't.
What if I said no?
Well, this you'll appreciate this.
I know, but I'm just saying, what William, if I said no?
I don't know.
It would just suck.
And it would just, yeah, it would suck.
Go ahead. Tell me.
William Peter Blatty wrote The Exorcist, the book.
Right.
And his novel that was the sequel was called Legion.
Right.
And the demon says that at the end of Exorcist, I am Legion because we are many or whatever, which mm-hmm. is so creepy when the demon says that there's a few of them.
Yeah.
But anyway. His book, Legion, was the sequel to The Exorcist, and that's why The Exorcist 3 is awesome, because it's based on his other book. The Exorcist 2, they were just like, let's just make a sequel.
Right.
And it's like, no, you can't. You're trying to make Spider-Man without Stan Lee right now. You know what I mean?
Right,
it doesn't work. Anyway, sorry.
No, so that's true.
Wait, the newest Spider-Man didn't have involvement with Stan Lee?
No, it did.
It's like,
I'm just saying it's like. It's called a fucking
analogy.
You cunt.
Cool. Analogies are cool, too.
Sorry, yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
DeRose is on fire.
Jesus. It gets right back in the
this
pocket.
Cocksucker. Do you have a motorcycle outside or a bicycle?
It's a bike.
I got to do at 8 tomorrow morning. I know I'm going to get slammed in there. So I'm trying to get my fucking... trying to get my ego up right now.
This is your tune-up fight?
All right, real quick, if you guys want to help out the podcast, you guys want to support the show, make sure to go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Use the Amazon button. Anything you buy off Amazon, any of this stuff I talk about, Tech Talk, anything you need, you can get off Amazon. Use our Amazon link from our page on Riotcast. We get a little percentage. You get the shit you want to fill the hole of loneliness, and Amazon makes a little money. It's a win-win-win. And if you are a game guy, go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that link correct? YKW/YKWD. And join up. If you go to that link and join there, you get 2 weeks free, which is a $22.95 value. 2 weeks free. Gamefly.com is the Netflix of gaming. It's way better than going out and spending $60 on a game that you might not like. You might like. You can get whatever game you want, up to 2 games. Play them, return them, keep them, buy them. It's unbelievable. If you're a gamer, you have Xbox, you have Sony, you have Wii, whatever the fuck you got, go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Again, help us out, help the show out, help yourself out, and help that fucking beautiful company, Gamefly. 10 cents. Right. I know. So that's it right there. Were you using your fucking long fingers of justice?
You didn't finish your story.
About?
The Exorcist 3.
Exorcist 3. I'm in the... I'm watching this. I was like, fuck it. Let me just throw this horse shit on. Holy fuck. I remember I called Dane. I was like, Dane, turn this shit on. It was back when I was in Boston. I'm like, turn this on. And we're watching it together. And it was like, what the fuck is this? And then that scene... where there's one scene in The Exorcist 3.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin it. But it is. You're like, what the fuck? Like, I jumped.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah. One of the retarded guys came downstairs. What's wrong? What's wrong? I swear to God. Like, I screamed. And they, like, the guy came downstairs and thought I was being attacked. I couldn't. I was. And this was back when TV, you either shut it off or you watched it. There was no pausing, rewinding. You had to fucking just watch it. I remember I had the lights off. It was a fucking nightmare. That movie is scary. But they haven't made a fuck. I mean, Insidious was great. But what else?
Well, Saw and Paranormal Activity were the last big franchise.
Saw,
but I hear
sucks.
You. We need another. I hated Saw.
Saw
we
sucks. Another, that's like Sherlock Holmes.
But the guy that did Saw did Insidious.
Okay, he did it. He did a good movie then.
Right,
Insidious. But Saw.
No,
fuck
I don't
you.
Like Saw either. No, I agree.
I don't like shit that I gotta figure it out. Fuck off.
And I also don't like mastermind serial killer horror. Like, I like supernatural demon-y. Right. So I'd like another monster series.
You're talking about a series based on a supernatural monster.
Yeah, like a Freddy Krueger or something like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Know? I would like another, like a psycho who can't be killed, but he's human.
Mike
so
Myers.
He should be able to be killed.
That's great.
But he's not. You know, there's something wrong with this fucking guy.
What did you think of the Halloween remake by Rob Zombie? Because
I liked
them. They were really good.
I like two better than one.
See, I never saw two. I only saw the first one, but I liked the first
two
one.
Two was with the mask. Right?
Yeah, the first one, he didn't have the mask till the end.
The mask's actually kind of was interesting. I love that backstory that he played.
I don't remember that. What was the
story
of the
mask? Yeah, he made masks. Little Mike Myers made these masks.
Remember?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think, where am I thinking of? Because I know it was just a... Oh, never mind. The actual mask they used was just a William Shatner mask from the 70s.
Yeah, but they. But what happened when he was in the
asylum,
he would make these masks. And
cool.
It was kind of a cool backstory of why he wore a mask.
Mm-hmm.
His new movie looks scary as shit.
What is it? Rob Zombie?
Yeah, it's called Lords of Salem. Oof.
What is it about?
It's about this chick that starts having all these visions of like the Salem witch trials and like all this devil visions and shit.
Right.
It looks fucking scary as shit. I watched the trailer, freaked me out really bad.
I watched it. Here's the thing. I watch these shows. Any show on TV, The Haunting or something like that, I watch.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the reenactments, and they're always bullshit. They're always bullshit. But there's one show, I think it's Paranormal Encounter. I don't know what the fuck it's called. But though, I mean, they should take all that information, all these stories from these families, excuse me, these families, and make one of those fucking things where a family moves in and some shit starts happening, and someone gets fucking possessed, and just some evil shit goes down. But keep it in reality to demons and ghosts, to what we really know. Stop making it a cloud form, you know, that cloud ghost at the end that, fuck off. You know what
I'm
mean?
Just, I'm just laughing because you were saying, like, it's always a family that moves in. It's never like an apathetic bachelor. He's like, shut up. Like, just fucking banging around
moving.
The apartment. Yes. Listen, she left me. Donna doesn't love me anymore. I haunt away. Because you know what's more haunting? The divorce proceedings I'm going through.
Yeah, there's never, that's never a new, it's never a townhouse.
Yeah. Well, this is actually just remodeled.
You know what else never gets haunted? The projects.
Oh. Oh, I think we're running a bit.
That would be funny if they had like
they
know,
did. They did. What was the black
got some Tales from the Hood?
Tales from the Hood.
No.
And also, there's a clown one.
What?
But I immediate there's a movie about a clown demon, and I was like, all right, this I'm in. I'll watch this. But then he's just like haunts these like gangsters in the projects, and I was like, it's like makes it not as cool to me. It's also like when they do a horror movie about like the mafia.
Yeah.
They did a vampire movie about the mafia with Robert Loggia, and I was like,
Robert Loggia.
It's just like something. It's too like grounded.
Robert Loggia.
Although Thinner has the mob in it. Thinner's a fucking
great
movie. Oh,
Stephen King's
movie.
Thinner.
Yeah. Thinner's awesome.
Well, I look.
That is a fucking.
I like when they just go fucking and they keep it in reality with like a ghost. A possession, a
I like
demon.
That you're like, keep it real.
Well,
but it's got
to
be.
It has to. You know what I'm saying? It has to be where, you know, I can suspend reality enough that I've heard this shit on real shows.
Yeah.
Where this somehow might be true. Of course. Okay, maybe it's not. But it's, you know, and then they always go too big at the end with the special effects. Keep the special effects down. Make it some fucking creepy shit like Insidious. When they show that kid, that day ghost, I don't know if I've ever been scared. That's like, holy shit. And it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too big, and it wasn't this huge effect. It was probably just a kid with white paint or something, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fucking scary shit, man.
I wish they'd do that again. I would love to make a horror movie. I think we'd make a great horror movie.
Cheat the horror movie, no?
Damn it.
I'm working on a screenplay with my buddy, and we're almost done. But it's scary.
Is it?
Fucking really scary.
What's it about? You can't talk
I don't
about
want to say, but it's an anthology movie. There's four stories. That sort of all.
I don't like that.
Why?
I just don't like that. Is that like that fucking Tarantino movie, The Four Rooms?
Or Pulp Fiction would be the other.
Yeah.
Kill Bill.
No. Kill Bill's one story.
That's one
Kill Bill's though. One story.
Pulp Fiction's four different stories.
Yeah, but is Pulp Fiction? It's four different stories, but they all go together.
Well, they intertwine at some point.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
we like Tales from the Crypt and Tales from the Dark Side.
But they don't
it.
Go together. Pulp Fiction isn't Tales from the Crypt. Tales from the Crypt and is more like a Twilight, small Twilight Zones put together.
That's,
I mean, that's what you're talking about, right? None of your stories intertwine with each other.
There are small elements from each that tie them together. And there's a common theme, but no, it's not like it's not like the end of this story.
That's one I don't like because I'll like
story.
One of them more than the other one, and I want to see more of that one than I do of this fucking one.
We want it to.
It's like a fucking buffet. I mean, I want all chicken wings. I don't want fucking that dumb meatloaf and a potato. I want just chicken wings and corn.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Bob.
I want you to let me read the four stories. Whichever one I like best, I want you to make that a feature-length horror movie. That's what I want.
I'm not doing that.
Why? I want that. I want that done.
I think you'll like these. They're fun. They're fun. They're all scary, right, man.
Well, we'll check it. Look, man, I would love to. I want them. Like Blair Witch. Remember Blair? That was a fucking.
It made me nauseous. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Come on.
Dunk.
Come on.
Dunk.
Really?
And started so that big. Whole horseshit of we can get away with not showing anything. No, you can't. It sucks.
I have to disagree.
I didn't like it.
Fuck
I think.
Movie.
No, I think.
Thought it was stupid.
Blair Witch
Plus
2.
Plus, it made me sick.
Blair Witch 2 with fucking Michael Donovan from Burn Notice.
Right.
That sucked. That sucked.
At the end of Blair Witch 2, when the witch had made up perfect manila envelope files of everybody. Like it went to Staples. I wanted to fucking... If I could have stood up and pissed on the screen, I would have.
God damn it. I love I love fucking Motorcycle Joe.
Biker Joe? Get on the back.
If I could have fucking pissed on that fucking
He's lucky I didn't take the knife out of my ankle holster and slit the screen.
My friend, the guy I'm writing the thing with, the movie
Your
with...
Your writing partner?
He called me. He went to see House on Haunted Hill, and he called me all angry. I was like, was it good? And he goes, no, it fucking sucked.
I'll tell you what, it had potential.
He goes, it should have been good. It sucked. And he goes, hey, guess how everybody ends up at the house? And I go, I don't know. And he goes, that fucking house sent him an email. They all received emails. Like the fucking ghost opened up a Hotmail account and sent everybody fucking emails. That's ghosts using technology in fear.
But that's when I said it needs to be in reality.
Yeah.
I can't suspend, you know, that shit. Yeah. I can't. That's what I'm talking about.
Rosa,
you know,
put the image, I'm sorry, of the witch at Staples. It's just making me laugh. Like, all right, is that going to be 5 copies? I need a bigger box of
mail. No, I need them today. I can't wait till Tuesday.
They're
I
coming
need them
to
now.
The forest at 4 p.m.
What's your name? It's Blair. Yeah. Blair what? Witch. Yeah. I don't know. Claire Witch.
100 years ago. Come on, man.
Yeah, ghost using. That's why I didn't like The Ring. It's
Ring
like
sucked.
The ghost had to. It figured out that VHS was the top fucking. Oh, go fuck yourself.
It's so true, man. And I'll tell you what movie I did like that was. I know you're going to fucking attack me for it. 13 Ghosts.
I never saw it.
I heard it sucked. With fucking Shalou?
Yeah, Monk, wasn't it?
Yeah, Monk's in it. It is the whole concept. They go into this house and the hot chick's in it too. And one of the ghosts, I kind of liked it. I didn't think I was going to like it, but she's topless. One of the ghost demons. And she's supposed to be like a hot chick that got fucking killed. And they got just awesome tits.
Right.
And she's kind of chasing you. But the whole, this house. It's actually a cool thing, and they get caught in this house, and there's these 13 ghosts, but the ghosts are fucking creepy, really right. creepy, and it's not a great horror movie, but it gets you, it's almost there, like they almost pull it off.
All right.
So check that out.
I think you have good taste in horror movies.
I think you do, too.
Hey, so you guys should kiss.
Well, fuck off. Don't get jealous of me just because the original two.
Yeah, you guys are the original two. You are the original two.
The original two. That's so funny, man. Yeah. I do. I feel like the guitarist that comes back to play on one track.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
The
jamming, I'm the new guy. I'm like, hey, I'll just do rhythm. You know, solo.
Yeah, you might have to take the lead, dude. I don't want to step on you.
No, you take the lead. I'm plugged in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly's the bassist. It's like, I wrote a song. Do you guys want to hear my song? Yeah.
No.
Kelly's just happened to be there.
She's the studio bassist they got put on the band for the tour.
She doesn't do any interviews at all. Never her. They just show her in the background.
She really is Bill Wyman from the Stones.
So funny.
Yeah. She's the drummer from Aerosmith.
That's funny.
Well, all right, man. Well, Halloween's coming up, so this actually wound up being a good podcast for Halloween. And you know, I can't wait to have a kid. This is the weird thing, though. I'm gonna have to move out of New York. I'm gonna have to buy a house
for a kid. Because
I can't. Look, you don't know this, but me and Dawn, the first year that we got our place over in Hell's Kitchen. We bought all this candy, and we were, like, waiting for the kids to come to the doorbell. But we forgot there's a code. You need to know our code to get in the door.
Yeah.
So you have to go outside. So we went outside and sat on the stoop with this big bowl of candy. And kids don't go to houses in New York because they're apartments. They go to delis and the stores, and they trick-or-treat at the stores. And so we're sitting out there. I'm like a pedophile. Kid, come here. Come on, no, seriously. With a big thing of candy, begging parents to bring their kids over to my door. And it was like, you know what? Fuck this. We went back inside. Like 20 minutes in, we're like, this is
bullshit.
I like
how you're trying to convince us that you were disappointed that you had a bunch of candy.
It's true.
He's like, man, I can't give it away.
And actually, because, you know, I'm a fat fuck now. And as I was telling that story, I was reliving the fantasy of back when I went back in, and the fucking the goddamn Twix bars and the little mini Kit Kats, and I started munching on that shit, and I just was reliving it like a sex story in my brain, like a blowjob that I got.
You remember the texture of the Kit Kat?
I remember I walked back in and I had the pumpkin. I had this plastic pumpkin full of fucking candy treats. Oh. And I started opening them. And I remember biting into a Reese. Oh, God, dude.
Do you really? Here's the thing. I love food. I fucking love it. Yeah. And I relate to you on a lot of food, on the many food levels.
Yeah.
I don't like candy like that doesn't do it for me. Like, I'm starving right now. Mm. I had that one piece of candy. I was like, I can't eat this. Like, I need food.
Yeah, dude. No,
I'd rather French fries and fried chicken than
absolutely.
Candy.
Ooh, but here's the deal. Confronted with candy, I will fucking eat it. But I won't go get candy. Candy is my thing. I'm not a sweet guy. I'm a carb guy. I'm a salt guy.
I go buying candy. A lot of time at night when I get off the train, I'll stop by the deli, get like a Kit Kat, Reese's Pieces.
It's because all you can afford. You can't get a meal.
Sugar is a good balance.
Or dinner dead.
Yeah.
Not anymore, man. He's going corporate. It's great.
Ah, come on. That corporate gig pays a lot, but not enough. Let's get carried away.
You're cutting deep, but you're right.
Look at that haircut.
You're so right.
That's so funny. Fuck it. I'm not a candy guy. I like a dessert now and again, but if I want sweets, like I want like fucking Ben and Jerry's or Haagen-Dazs or cheesecake. Like I want to go hardcore.
I'd rather go to the store and get a bag of chips. I'd rather have a pizza than ice cream. No, there's nothing in my world. There's nothing that has made me feel more happy than being alone at my apartment on a weekend when I don't have gigs or nothing, and I know there's a great movie coming on that I really want to see, and a large cheese pizza just arrived, and I have a bag of potato chips and some type of soda or maybe a shake.
God, this is making me happy.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Oh, dude, it's unbelievable.
God damn it.
Ooh.
I don't know what it is, but I was like,
discovered something new last night.
Oh, what? What is it?
My buddy Aaron Cater, really funny guy from LA. We're doing the festival, right? First of all, he said to me, he goes, last night, there's nothing going on. He goes, I just went home to the hotel and I got a chicken parm sub. And he goes, I just laid in bed and ate it. And he goes, is there anything better than that? And I was like, no, there's nothing. Right? So he's right there, right?
Right.
We were at this bar drinking with everybody.
Yeah.
We went downtown. We left the fucking bar to go all the way down to St. Mark's to get Korean fried chicken.
Oh, what is that? What is that?
Korean fried
what
chicken?
Is that? Talk to me. What is that? Talk to me, man. Don't fucking pause this shit.
Tell me now. I need to know now.
What is Korean fried chicken?
Dude, you go down to this place.
What is it called?
It's called, I can't remember the name of it, but I know where it is. It's at 9 St. Mark's. The address is 9.
Okay.
St. Mark's between 2nd and 3rd. Okay, I can't remember the name of it.
Yep.
And when you go in.
Yeah.
You can get, there's only two chicken options.
Okay.
It's a full restaurant, but the chicken options are drumsticks or wings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, meaning like hot wing kind of thing.
Oh, I know.
We got drumsticks. You get 10 drumsticks for $20. There's two flavors, hot or soy garlic. We got the soy garlic because somebody told us that hot is really fucking hot, and it was late. Mm-hmm. So we get the soy garlic. They bring out and fries. They bring out a plate of 10 drumsticks, and they're lightly breaded, but like, there's just something fluffy about the breading.
Like a tempura. It's like a tempura.
It's
like
more
a Japanese.
Of a tempura, but it doesn't taste tempura. It tastes like fried fucking chicken, but like quality fried chicken. So it's 10 drumsticks a plate, and they have this brown, sweet garlic sauce on them that tastes like soy sauce, but like sweeter. And it's just, dude, you just sit there and you just fucking eat these drumsticks. Dude, they are and then we got the hot sauce on
the side. I can't. I want it. I can't do this.
Dude,
you
just snapped me out of it.
I'm sorry. I'm like sitting here listening to it and I'm like thinking, when can I go to St. Mark's to eat this shit?
Man.
We can go anytime.
I want it now.
We can go anytime we want. They're open until 4 a.m.
What?
Oh, God. Yeah. St. Mark's got a hot dog place over there, too, you know.
Yeah, I've been to the hot dog place. That's in between 2nd and 3rd, right?
Yeah, they do specialized hot dogs.
Have you tried the Colombian one?
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Start at the beginning because I love hot dogs.
It's somewhere. I don't. What's the name of it?
It's a hot dog place, St. Mark's.
But they also do, because I think
Saint
they do
Mark's.
Sliders, too.
Yeah,
they do slider burgers.
Yeah.
It's kind of under. It's under, like you walk down some stairs. I don't know. It's closer to 2nd than it is 3rd.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And it's on the north side.
That's on my fucking wish list.
Is it, Griff Dogs? No.
Yes, that's it.
Griff Dogs. Yes. It's also in Brooklyn.
Oh, God, dude.
Griff Dogs. They have one in Williamsburg.
You got the menu?
Yeah.
But they have one on St. Mark's. There's also one in Williamsburg. It's they do like different kinds. They got like names for them, but it's specialty hot dogs.
What do they put on them?
We're gonna tell you.
There's a
right
bunch
now.
Of different ones. My favorite one was the one that it's a hot dog rolled in breadcrumbs with pineapple, bacon, and mayonnaise.
Let's go.
It's fucking dude, Joe. They have even their classic. My best friend lives like a block away from him in Brooklyn, and we'll go to that one on like 4th of July and get like 20 hot dogs for like three of us.
Listen, dude, this is what we need to do. We need to one day, all four of us, pull a... You know they do the bar crawl?
Yeah, we need to do a food crawl.
We need to do a food crawl.
Well, let's do it on St. Mark's.
I might go to that place after this on my bike. I might ride over.
Have you ever been to This Little Piggy on 10th?
Unbelievable. Yeah, dude. Remember we used to always hit that?
Yeah,
what is that?
Best... You know what it is?
Here's the fuck, Joe?
This Little Piggy is on...
What about me?
It's 10th Street
I'm
and 1st.
Sorry. What is it? We used to go so late. It's a 10th and 1st.
10th and 1st.
What do you think I do? You think I work at a bank?
The only times I've been there is with soda. We'd get all banged up and then we'd go and get pastrami sandwiches.
Oh, they have the best. Here's the thing with pastrami sandwiches. I don't like too much pastrami.
Right, yeah,
I like the right amount of pastrami.
Right, exactly.
So this place does pastrami on rye with coleslaw, spicy mustard, and their pastrami is fucking legit.
Yeah, and you can get cheese fries.
Oh, and you get cheese fries and like classic orange soda.
What the fuck are we doing? Look at man.
I'm eating the fuck out of something as soon as we leave here. I'm starving.
The place that Joe you were talking about was Boca.
Nine
St. Mark's Place.
Yeah, Boca.
All right, here we go. Here's the deal, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Joe, thanks for coming in. I'm fucking starving. I'm fucking dying. I got to go home. You know what my wife's making? She's making fucking healthy chicken. Healthy chicken with fucking
But you know what,
vegetables.
Bobby?
What?
Bobby Kelly is losing weight.
Yeah, you know what else I did? I fucking gained it all back.
Well,
I'm the fattest I've ever been right now.
No, you're not.
You don't
look
it.
You don't look it.
God,
you
don't look too fat,
Robert.
First of all, that hurts both of you.
Look
all
it.
You guys saying you're not fat. You just said you're not the fattest you've ever been.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a cunt, but I've seen you bigger.
Dude, the photos we got from the book signing, all I've gotten, and it's the fucking typical cunt fans. You know, that's the hardest part. I'm doing this food journal now. The hardest part, I'm trying to write every day to keep, you know, just to fucking not eat like a fucking pig. Is the hardest part is every day you go on Twitter or Facebook or something, it's you fat fuck or you look like a fat fuck. Or, I get it. I make fun of myself.
Yeah.
But you can tell when somebody's being vicious and trying to hurt your feelings and be mean and when someone's joking around.
Yeah.
Because they're not even following you. They're just trying to say something to Bill or Joe or Norton. So it's like, fuck me, dude. Those photos from the book signing,
dude,
Jesus Christ.
Listen to me. You should do this. You should do this.
What, cut my own fucking wrists?
How'd you know what I was going to say? No, listen. No, you should do this. My new policy with Twitter, I've been doing it for like 4 days.
What?
Life-changing. I don't read any of my mentions at all anymore. Go fuck yourselves. I write what the fuck I want to write. If I feel like plugging. I sent out a tweet the other day. If you don't like people doing promotional tweets, stop following me now. I will never stop. I don't give a fuck.
Won't
I will
stop.
Not.
Can't stop.
Joe
won't
DeRosa.
Stop. Joe DeRosa.
Puff Joe. Can't stop. Won't stop.
I know. It sounds. I really make it sound like I made a stance.
Joe, I'm on my bike with my helmet. Yeah. I won't stop.
No.
Yo, I can't stop.
Stop reading the mentions, dude.
Yeah, it's hard.
And my apologies to people that write nice things. Yeah. It's been so appreciated over the years, but I the one cunt. For every 7 nice people, I can't do it anymore. Yeah. I'm done. I don't read the fucking comments. I'm fucking out. That's it.
Good. That's
I should do that.
I've definitely tried it, but you're right. You're right. It's you want to get in touch with me, email me. I got a new email address, rkl@robertkellylive.com or ykwd@riotcast.com. We're going to wrap this up. Joe, you're the fucking best. I'm glad to have you back, dude.
I had a blast. Thanks for having me.
The last couple weeks have been fun, man. I hope you...
It was fun.
Yeah, come back. And Dan, good to have you back, motherfucker.
This is good to be back with Joe.
Yeah, and Kelly.
And
Kelly the shit, man. Let me tell you something.
She's looking great.
She looks great. Yeah. She killed it the other night.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, my God, was she fucked. Dude, wait till you see the video of what she did. I mean, oh my God. She made the fucking, that thing is, the video's coming out soon. It's going to be on Riotcast TV on the website. Kelly fucking nailed it. She should be hosting something.
I'm psyched to see it.
She did great. Really, she was beautiful and rocked it out. Thanks for being here. Linda, you're the best. You guys, thanks for all the donations. Thanks for all the fucking accolades. Thanks for spreading the word. A lot of fans show up at the comedy shows now of this podcast. So that makes me happy. That's all I want. I love that people listen to the show and like the show. So keep spreading the word. You guys are great. We're going to wrap this up. That's it.
Bye.
Follow the...
Sorry, we forgot to
When's
do plugs.
When does come out?
Comes out next week. Go ahead, Dan, go ahead.
I'm going to be at the Laughs in Kirkland, Washington, November 1st through the 3rd. So please, if you're in the Seattle area, come on out to Laughs in Kirkland.
Who's headlining?
I am.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Yeah.
Fucking
that
great,
one stung.
Dude.
I love you.
Watch my my new web series is out. It's called What Are We Waiting For? It's on YouTube.com/TheWarnerSound.
It's
please
great.
Watch that. Follow me on Twitter at Joe DeRosa Comedy.
And buy the book.
And buy the book.
Yeah, it's actually, it's a book. It's a real book.
Yeah, it's a book.
It's a
fucking book.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something in there.
It's an actual book.
Yeah, it's a book. Those of you who don't think it's a book, it's a fucking book. How's that sound? Fucking. Kelly. Go ahead.
Me, New York Comedy Festival. I'm at the stage.
Sorry if it doesn't fucking, if you're not into it. Go ahead.
Follow the podcast handles, YKWD, Twitter, or at Facebook.
And where are you going to be at
photos.
The stand?
The stand during the New York Comedy Festival.
Slow down so people can't understand you.
At the New York Comedy Festival at the stand on corner of 19th and 3rd.
Yeah.
There's some Australian shows there. My good pal, Nick Cody, who just opened
Stop
for Bill
promoting
Burr
fucking other people and promote yourself.
No, we'll
I don't
together.
Care.
I love him.
Do yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be on
Go
it.
See Kelly Festuca, man. Go support her. You guys like the show. She, you know, go support Kelly. Show your love to Kelly at the Australian. I know it's a bunch of Australian comics. How funny is that going to be? But go check it out. Linda, what do you got? Anything? All right. You go to my new website, robertkellylive.com. It's brand new. I reformatted it because of Danny and Travis from ONA told me my old one sucked. I got a brand new one. No, I'm kidding. But check out my dates is up there. My get my app, award-winning app. And make sure you spread the word about the podcast.
Right,
go to the merch page, too. We have a bunch of shit up there. You guys are great. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
You know what, dude? Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.